Good morning. On my side of the world, I decided to do this podcast episode because it's new. It's a new word. It's a new feeling that I wanted to share on my healing journey. And I believe that we are all connected. And I love sharing because, once again, we're all connected. I do believe that my healing journey was about my walk with God and how God saw me. And wow. If I can be honest, which I usually am, today we're going to talk about rest. Okay, so just wanted to let you guys know what I'll be talking about. I'm going to be talking about rest and peace and trust. And on this journey, I would say for a while, there was a lot of struggle that I had. A lot of resistance that I had, trying to really figure things out, you know, receiving revelation, receiving answers. I came from the understanding, that in order to receive something, you have to work hard for it. You have to really work hard for it. And, you know, rest is earned. And reward is earned. And it is. But trust was something that I did not have. And it almost feels as though when I woke up this morning, that there was this weight over me in a good way. This, and I don't know if weight is the right word, but the weight was noticeable in a good way. And I don't mean physically. I mean a level of awareness, an energy, a spirit, of making me aware of what was happening in my life right before I woke up this morning. And it was this authoritative rest. It was this overtaking of rest and peace that I had. And, you know, as I've navigated this journey and this path with God, this is where God has me. And I did my best to lean into rest. I did my best to lean into trust. I did my best and continue to do my best of studying, researching, praying, and reading, and staying connected to God. And I've been on this, this grind to be in that space. Very adamant. I was very adamant about that. Very adamant about, it reminds me of, what was it? When Jacob wrestled with God and he said, I won't let you go until you bless me. And so it was my tunnel vision was very clear. I was very in tune to my body, very in tune to my triggers. And just lately, I've been getting just these new epiphanies, this new awareness, this new flickering of signs, like a newer revelation, and it's stepping out of the haze, it's stepping out of the struggle. Because God was doing a total 360 in me, because I was returning home, I recognized along the way so much of the world's patterns, so much of my own beliefs of how I thought I had to show up in life and who I thought I had to be, as I've, you know, shared with you on the many episodes on this podcast. But if I'm honest, which I am, I'll just say because I'm honest, I woke up this morning with a very unusual rest and peace. An unusual authority, an unusual, and it almost feels as though that I have been watched. I have been seen. Like, I see what you've been trying to do. I see how you really have labored in the spirit realm. You really have labored in your mental awareness. You really have labored. And I feel emotional thinking about it, because I'm actually fleshing this out with you guys as I speak. I literally just press record because this was the feeling that I felt, but I'm actually putting more description into what it really feels like for me. It feels as though, like, I have been watched. Like, you have tried, you have leaned into your getting hold of your emotions and your mental state, and you really have taken authority over this. But now let me take over it. Let me give you my peace. Let me give you my peace. Peace that the world can't give. Let me give you my peace. I grew accustomed to being a hard worker. I grew accustomed to fighting. I grew accustomed to resisting. And so there was a heavy emphasis on the old me of working really hard and life being a big struggle. And I was okay for that. Like, I saw my dad get up at 3 a.m. every morning, you know, going to work. I saw my brothers work hard. I saw my mom, who was very vigilant about handling certain things around the house. I remember that energy around the house. It wasn't a lazy spirit. It was very hard work. It was hard work. You know, sweating by the brow. And so when the whole idea of retirement came, it was more earned. And so that part of me, of that struggle, it was hard for me to receive accept what God was telling me because I had put in that kind of work ethic on this journey. I put in that kind of work ethic on this healing journey. And one of the layers that was falling was I thought I had to pound at the pavement to see God's promises for my life. And now that I'm seeing this, what God is showing me, is to do nothing. To rest in this presence and this truth and this peace. And even though my mind, even as I'm speaking now, has questions about certain things, I've already entered into this place of rest that the Holy Spirit has given me. It feels as though I am supported and lifted up by angels, by my ancestors, by God. It feels as though that this is the place that I am in. And I've been in this place for a long time. I've been aware of this. God has placed it in my spirit about maybe a month or two ago that I was in the land of the promise. But it was confusing to me because I did not see everything that God had told me what would happen. It did not feel like the land of the promise because my physical situation hadn't changed. But I remember doing a post saying that the land of the promise has everything to do with the shifting of your mentality. The shifting of your consciousness. And somehow, God has presented this space of authority over me, his authority of peace, his authority of rest, this energy that I feel. And it doesn't make sense almost to my natural mind because there are things that I still haven't accomplished yet. You know, financially and things that I haven't accomplished yet. You know, there are goals that I have. And I'm like, but God, wait, like, you're making me lie down in green pastures. But I feel like I haven't accomplished these goals yet. And I need to get up and not rest. And I literally mean that mentally, emotionally, physically and spiritually. And although I had that thought in my mind, the fact still remains the same. The peace still remains the same. The truth, the authority, still remains the same. It feels as though it's here, whether if I like it or not, or whether if I'm resisting it or not, it's here. It's here. God's rest for me feels very unfamiliar because I've leaned into my own strength, so I thought, for a very long time. And now I just don't have that to drive me anymore. It's no longer that part of me is no longer in the driver's seat. Everything. My mind, my emotions, my spirit. Everything. God is literally taking the lead of my continued path. And I literally am taking almost the back seat. Not even the passenger seat. The passenger seat so that I can see, you know, but it almost feels like even the back seat, more like the back seat, and God is, and I'm gliding through as God is guiding me. I don't have a worry or concern, even though because of how I used to believe how I should have a worry or concern. But I don't. And that's different for me. But it's here where it's here. It's here. It's inside of me. It's resting inside of me. It's here. It took me a while to get to this place, and I didn't even know that I was getting to this place. It took me a while to let go of what I was told to let go of, to receive, and it took me a while to let go and trust. It makes no sense at all. But it's here. It's abiding in me. It's resting in me. It's taking complete control of me. And I'm completely okay with that. Completely okay with that. I have been guided to listen to certain things. I understood that my path was my path, and that my journey was unusual because it wasn't like anybody else's. And that I had to follow that voice, because my sheep know my voice, right? Harden not your heart. On the day you hear me, harden not your heart. And I did a lot of hardening of my heart. I did. Because I was doing this thing on my own. I was rowing my own boat, so I thought. And as I became tired and weary of that, things began shifting. Even behind the scenes. And there was this peace that overtook me. I don't don't know where you are in your journey. Trust the voice. Let it be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Let it reveal to you what it needs to reveal to you. Allow it to take place. This is my healing journey, and I thank you for listening.